No updates today on all of the lawsuits that are moving through the North Carolina courts relating to election law, what is and what is not going to be on the ballot, and especially those state constitutional amendments. There was a big development yesterday when all five of North Carolina's living former governors, Democrats and Republicans alike, appeared together on the podium in Raleigh to speak out against two of those six amendments, the two that take power away from the governor. Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a hearing in one of the lawsuits, the one that the state NAACP filed, challenging four of those six constitutional amendments. With that in mind, and with Election Day coming up quick, voter registration activity already underway, we're joined now on the Hill by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. How are you?
Doing great. No rain this afternoon.
No rain, which
doing
is good.
Great. Doing
it rained
great.
This morning,
it
though. It wasn't supposed to.
It wasn't supposed yeah. to.
You gotta prepare for anything,
that's
right?
But you gotta appreciate afternoons like yep. today. Yeah. Speaking of tomorrow morning's hearing, it's in the Wake County Superior Court. It's an emergency TRO hearing in North Carolina, NAACP et al. Versus Tim Moore et al. And it's challenging the unconstitutional General Assembly's attempt to place deceiving and unjustified constitutional amendments on the ballot in November, including one that has been ruled on by the courts previously, and that's in the discriminatory voter ID law. So it's for the four of the six. So the hearing is at 9 a.m. at Wake County Superior Court. That's at 316 Fayetteville Street in courtroom 10A. It is a public place, and so people are going to be there to hear this lawsuit against the legislature's unprecedented effort to radically restructure the government through amendments and significantly erode the separation of powers in our state, and then threaten voting rights all in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very much promoting that folks become educated on these amendments and really just saying nix all six.
Yeah.
So I think that's the message. Some of what they've done, though, and this is where people have to be careful with the ballot in November, is they've moved the statewide election, the only statewide election, which is for the judiciary, Anita Earls, to the bottom of the ballot. Usually the ballot would have the statewide election, or the highest ranking election would be at the top. So they've moved her name down to the bottom of the ballot. Also on that ballot here locally will be the affordable housing bond. So we're talking, when we say nix all six, and this is where it's important that folks get educated, that we're talking about the constitutional amendments, and we want people to, you know, we can't say how people decide to vote on the bond, but just to our only job, we're nonpartisan, is to say, make sure you understand whether you're voting on the bond or whether you're voting on the constitutional amendment. So we'll actually all have to really be careful and read the ballot carefully this year.
Which is good advice anytime, but in particular with these constitutional amendments, we've got to talk about the hearing tomorrow. The argument at the court hearing is not, oh, this amendment would be bad if it were passed, therefore it shouldn't be on the ballot in the first place.
Right.
The argument is the question that's going to show up on the ballot is not really what the amendment is actually, or is a very small portion of
exactly.
what the amendment's actually
exactly.
going to do, and the actual amendment is going to do much more. So not only is it a difficult ballot to read, and oftentimes it always is, but in this case, you've got a big disparity between what's on your ballot and what you're actually voting for
and
in a couple of these cases.
Remember that the wording was derived by doing away with the standard process, which allows for the Attorney General to do
at least put a caption
at
on
least
it.
Put a caption
yeah.
on there, but they did away with the standard process and deliberately selected wording to make what's on the ballot not represent everything that the amendment will do. So Glad to see that we will have this hearing tomorrow, and it's a very important step, I think, towards the outcome of hopefully getting a ballot that makes sense.
Yeah. Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website if you want more information on that. The court hearing is tomorrow, one way or the other. We're all going to be heading to the polls early in October and then on Election Day in November, depending on your preference to cast your ballot. And voter registration drives are happening right now, and you're also planning for the plans for early voting, right? Including
so
Sundays.
If you've moved, and this is a point a lot of people miss, if you've moved, you need to update your address. And the easiest way to do that, you get a voter card in the mail. On the back of that card, there's a form for changing your address. Mm-hmm. The easiest way to do it, you just look at your card and put your new address on there, sign it.
Send it back.
Send it
right?
back. Yeah. That's the easiest way. If you don't do that, you need to fill out the complete voter registration form. Now, one of the good things about early voting, which starts on October 17th, is that you can do same-day registration. So if your address has changed, you can do that and vote the same day during early registration. We're excited. We had an expansion of our early voting options this year to include two Sundays, and the NAACP is leading an effort across Orange County with the NAACP, with the Northern Orange NAACP, to get as many folks as possible to the polls. So on Sunday, October 21st, we're wanting communities of faith and others to join with us. We're actually going to have make it an event. We're targeting three locations right now: the Carborough Town Hall Farmers Market location, the UNC campus location, and the Board of Elections in Hillsboro. We're going to make it an event. We're going to have some music, some gospel choirs, and some food, 1 to 3 p.m. Get out and vote. We want people to utilize this new time, this new expanded voter time. So get your soul to the poll on October 21st, Sunday, between 1 and 3. And all polling places will be open. So if one of those three is not convenient for you, you can go to any of the early voting sites, which are different than your regular polling place. But we're encouraging folks to vote during early voting. If there is a problem, you can do same-day registration, and you get it out of the way, and, and you're all set before November.
Other upcoming events, and I got a voter registration drive coming up, other things?
We got this Saturday, we're going to be at Hargrave Center from 4 to 9 doing voter registration. So come stop by. They have a family fun event, so you can have some fun, bring your family. Again, especially if you've moved or if you've never registered at all, I think one of the things we can all say is that elections have consequences. And our theme for our campaign across the country in the NAACP is defeat hate, vote. So if you're unhappy with what's going on, or if you feel like you didn't participate and didn't have a say in what's going on the last time, make sure you vote. Vote early. Get it out of the way.
Awesome. And again, get more information about the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP online, chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.com. And you can head to the State Board of Elections website. Just Google NC Board of Elections. That'll come right up, and you can check your voter registration online. Make sure that it's all up to date.
One thing I'll mention, in September, we usually meet on the first Saturday of the month. That's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend this time,
so
right?
We're going to meet on Saturday, September 8th. From 1 to 3, again, at Rogers Road Community Center. We invite everyone to come join us, but that is a change for us from the first Saturday to the second Saturday in September.
And you get the full schedule on the website. Anna Richards, thank you so much.